comment. We welcome the public to comment. The role of this board is to listen and take everything under advisement. There's a 2-minute time limit.
Okay.
If you could please give
since
your...
Since you've gone through that budget process here, I'm not going to inundate you with my 3-page complaint letter.
Could you identify yourself?
I'm so sorry. I'm not used to public speaking, so I'm going to be floundering and will be nervous. My name is Janice Bartoszak. In March, I sent a letter to the board of directors of the library. It was one letter, and also a letter copy went to the director of the library. I have utilized the rare book room in the past, and what I have concluded recently are that at least one, possibly more, books that I had privy to in the past are missing from the rare book room. Now, the ladies have been very kind all day today, trying to help me look at various books that they thought I might have misconstrued to be the one that I read, and the one they claim is the one I read, I keep on refuting is it just isn't. I read 34 pages of the one you're telling me today is the book, and I still am not convinced that it is. I know from talking to some other people in the community, they too have expressed concerns about missing books in the library. So I would like you to take your job very seriously. I would like you to recognize we have a very precious resource of the rare book room in the library. I would like you to always encourage those people who are responsible for it to be very conscientious in their tracking of books, the index, the way they keep the indexing of the books, and I don't know, when a book is gone, I don't know what you do next. I don't know if you file a police report on a rare book from the 1600s that I believe is missing. I personally would like to do that on the behalf of the citizens of Erie County. I'm Polish American. The book is on the history of Poland. So therefore, I have quite a passion for that particular book. But there might be other books that have gone by the wayside in the past or just disappeared. And so I won't subject you to this, but I am going to continue to pursue this and possibly be a thorn in the side of the library about that book. I will take the responsibility of reading that 2-volume book from cover to cover to confirm that it is or is not the missing book that I read in the year 1999 and the year 2000. I was here in the library 3 times to look at that book. And then more recently today, we're wondering where another book is that I had seen at that time period. So that being said, I end my comment regarding that. My comment regarding your responsibility as board members, and I cherish the library. I attend the local libraries and in this one. I would encourage every single one of you in the next 30 days to spend 10 hours in those libraries. You have to have a reality check of what's going on. People are not reading books. People are reading and playing games on the internet and going into sites maybe they shouldn't be at. I love the library. I would like to maintain it. I would like the old books to be accessible to people. I like some of the new programs that you have instituted on the internet, such as the Hine Online that you introduced me to today. I would encourage you to introduce maybe more people who are internet users to the good benefits, the fine features that you're offering in the library. But let's have a reality check here. I mean, 900,000 people are not using the library. Maybe there are 900,000 people in Erie County. But if you're basing your cost and that or averaging on that, I think that you're misleading a lot of people. find out how many actual Erie County library numbers are being used on a daily basis every place, and then determine how much the library really is being used. I don't want it to be closed. I don't want it to be cut back, but I don't know. We need a reality check. We really do. It's not being utilized as it was intended. Maybe there are some very concerned mothers who are taking their kids to the library and checking out books, but there's not enough of them. That's all. Thank you.
Janice, thank you very much for your comments. They're very much appreciated. I would suggest that you look at the website because the documentation on the use is there. And also that I think we all, everybody that sits around this table has the same concerns. But libraries change over the years, as every company and every business in America changes. And we have to change to live within the communities that we live. But everything changes, and we have to also.
Well, then you have to ask the taxpayer if they're willing to pay the cost of that new way of, is it going to become a social media type of environment?
I would just suggest that you
what it started out as.
I would suggest, Janice, that you look at that you research that on the website and go from there.
Well, let's find out.